Social context. 2 days ago, I woke up sweating. Was a deep sweat from a deep sleep, or had I been sleeping?
There was mud on my feet. How did that get there? How did that get there?
Mud on my feet.
What?
How did that get there?
How could this be? I thought. The windows are locked. The doors are closed.
Undisturbed.
And yet,
fetus.
I wake and sleep and dream all at once.
Social context.
How can this be? There's mud on my feet. I haven't been outside. It's cold out. Have I? Sleep. 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 Sleep.
Social context.
Sleep.
Social context. Social context. Social context.
There's a wolf at the door.
Inquiries made by the police.
How could this have been? Just yesterday I was fine. And today I find myself growing ever stranger as the light before my eyes begins to fade and I am encompassed by a dark fog.
A sweat, a sleep, a sound which has traveled for miles. And it has invaded me. It has somehow absorbed my person. And all that I can do is sleep.
The father's spiritual
funny you should mention that. But it was just a dream. A dream.
Exhilaration.
A dream by the sea. By the sea. After I woke up from that dream, I couldn't escape the memory that the stream beds that I played in had become strip malls. The trees had been paved over by the peak of the forest,
civilized
concrete, asphalt, and the sun set on those plains of concrete, and I grind my teeth into ash. That's highly unlikely, sir. You should fade it in and out. I will see. Wrap it up.
There's no pulse. There's no pulse. Vengeance are responding. It's like glass.
We're heading straight to the heart of the sun. Look out.
Right. No.
observed by wireless operators. A very simple phenomenon.
How can it be so easy? Too easy. Live! Live, I say. To the event horizon and through. This is the power of the unproductive, the inescapable, inexaggeratable, immutable force.
The formula of the tetragrammatron.
The fine productive elements of life. The science, the seance. The society of wanton ambivalence.
The ineffable name.
Affecting no one. Pleasing no one.
An exceptional indulgence.
A sustained society of ambivalence. Where are we? Live!
Juicy steak right about now. Wouldn't you like a juicy steak right about now? Like a big juicy steak right about now. Wouldn't you like a big juicy steak?
That was the last time I ever heard from them. The smiling, shining faces. All lined up against the pier, watching me leave. Little did I know that I would be embarking on my last voyage. A voyage through mystery, and horror. Little did I know what was on the other side of that sea.
Let me digress for a moment to brush away
one
misunderstanding.
Your fate.
Which is certain to occur.
Your fate.
Red walked out past the city. What are you doing here? A woman asked. Just walking. And he walked out past even the suburbs. But her baby was crying and she went in again. And the cow said to him, what you doing here? Just walking. But the farmer bellowed from the barn and the cow went head.
Across the sea I went for days upon end.
When Fred was a long way from the city,
and
a
the
long
ship
way
shook
from the suburb,
as I slept,
a long way into the country,
and had dreams of my future.
He went into the cave and made talk with Echo. just walking. And in the cave were no puppy dogs.
There is no complex.
But he found some guns.
There is no machine. No one is watching you. We are all okay. Don't slip. Don't trip up. Don't fall. They might see you.
And I do not see why we should bother about the mysterious assumptions underlying the accepted fact any more than in the case of what is, after all, equally mysterious.
Don't want that, dude. They'll see you.
There were quite a few men who knew about the gun.
They will see you.
Who didn't have anything to do but walk. These men had done a lot of walking, but had not walked far as Fred. So Fred said to them, "Let's go get them guns and do the hustle."
Sleep.
So all the men
sleep.
Walked out of the city, sleep. Past the suburbs, and far into the country.
Someone knew now.
They didn't say very much to
your
the child or the woman with the apron or the cow with the farmer. They walked right out to where
your
the cave was, made a little talk with
now.
Echo, made themselves some soup, and got the gun. "What shall we hunt?" said one man.
"I'm absolutely serious about this."
And all the men gathered around Fred, for it was he who found the gun. After a while, Fred said they would hunt the city and
don't.
The suburb.
I'm and absolutely after. Serious about this.
And
don't.
Now, serve some to the birds. Now, serve some to the birds. Now, serve some to the birds.
They will be here. Global warming. 2012. The end of civilization as we know it. They are traveling greatly. They will be here. Global warming. Solar flares. They're living in the sun. They will be here. 2012.
The Earth is moving 1 millionth of a second faster.
2012.
Spinning on its axis, a tilt. A tilt. Spinning.
Satellite destruction. Global warming.
So they took the gun and said that was a very good idea. And Echo
spinning
said
on a tilt,
that was a very good idea.
Like a top.
They were glad they had said very little to all the people on their way.
Magnetic field disruption.
And they left
satellites. They are traveling great distances.
But when they got to the city,
they will
the people
here.
There killed them. And they died. The story has been told. It is ended. Once upon a time, once upon a time, once upon a time, Charlie was walking in the cave where it was
don't
dense
try
and cool
it.
Out of the hot sun, he
don't.
Set about making himself some soup.
Stop.
While he was looking for
stop.
Twigs and leaves
stop it now.
To start the fire, he found some guns. "What is this?" he said.
No.
He took a gun
no.
and decided instead of soup, he would have some cake for supper. but he hunted
this
an elk.
How could this be happening?
Although it was late, excuses? And the moon sat in her throne, he started back for the city to ask his friends where all the pigs were. When he got back to the city, his friends laughed at him and said there were not any pigs left. He was very hungry because he had had no pigs or no soup for supper.
Laughing? You're just full of excuses.
So he ate them, and they died. The story has been told. It is ended. It is the end.
This is truly, truly, truly the beginning of the end.
What am I?
The check is in the mail. The check is in the mail.
I told you.
The check is in the mail.
On the table.
I told you. The check is in the mail.
On the tablecloth were pictures of birds.
I told you.
There was nothing else.
I told you.
On the table.
Leave me alone.
And red birds.
The check is in the mail.
In the room, only the sound of the engines that made the table work. They never stop. When the lid finally came down.
Roman citizenship.
There are no human voices, Richard.
A practical standpoint.
Lighting fire to things.
Eureka! I've got it! Bravo! Eureka! Z was the missing component.
Whispering winds send your wind shams a tinkering.
Yup. Eureka! I've got it!
So I put my telephone line into my brain, and then my right side of my brain can talk to my left side of my brain.
Don't you want a polka? Don't you want to dance? Don't you want to love?
I could breathe underwater while my brains were talking to each other through fiber optics plugged into my brain.
But the electromagnetic force is like completely outside the scheme.
There were cockroaches scurrying, robot cockroaches scurrying.
Motion, including rotation.
And I was breathing underwater, listening to the whales spawning. Robot cockroaches and fiber optic cables multiplying.
Constantly multiplied.
You've just completed a heavy session of electroshock therapy.
Hooked on phonics, work
get
for me.
To the cheese. Get to the cheese now. 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 Get to the cheese. Get to the cheese. Get to the cheese.
Bottles of finer. Well, that's about it. This is it.
Should I try? Six.
Perspiration and automatic rigidity.
Perspiration. Don't you mean respiration? Breathe. Breathe. Breathe.
Perspiration.
Breathe. Breathe. Come back.
Holiness indicated at this altitude.
We've got a pulse. He's alive. We've got a pulse. He's alive. Bring him back. Take him in. It's all over now, isn't it? Bring him back. Breathe. Look out. Behind you. On your right. Look out. This is a very fine afternoon, isn't it? That was a long sunrise. Thank you.
That sound reminds me when I was a 5-year-old boy.
Still more continuous influence
of our competition. The glass.
The glass.
7, 8. Not commercial like it. Whenever it was. If you think everything's so good, then you do it. I've had enough of your
generals.
I've had enough of live funny jokes. Everything you think is so sweet and funny is terrible. And I have the sound in the back of my head.
Ridiculous.
Stop. Do not stop. Will not
conduct and bodices.
Sleep. Sleep. Sleep, I say. I've had enough. Stop. Stop.
Victorian Manor.
Churches and cell divisions.
Fixed
as
usual.
To try to take a step that I ever heard. And it's step. You can't try, you can't do it, you can't sleep, there's nothing to do, you're frozen. You don't move, move! I don't know what you're thinking about doing. What are you thinking about?
Go on! Worlds are encompassing.
It's a hopeless
bewilderment. I was in a Mexican villa.
A strange
situation.
As if somebody was picking at the back.
Go on! Take those!
Turn the arms of your socks.
This is a far end of the trip. Because it's all encompassing. And it was, because I was in a Mexican villa. Simply amazing. The basement of the Rainbow House. We're doing our best to fall into a trip. We're doing our best to fall into a trip. We're doing our best to fall into a trip.
Bodhicitta, the mind of love, the mind of love, the bodhicitta, the mind of love, the bodhicitta, the mind of love.
Congratulations! Get your $10 cash back on your next purchase, plus money-saving discounts. Click yes below now.
Thank you. You won't pull that one on me again. I can tell you that. You can push your seat. This is not approved content. This is not in the syllabus. You are a matter of math is what's holding you together. That's not what I heard.
That's not what I heard.
And I've heard a lot. A lot.
A lot.
A lot of nonsense.
A lot of nonsense.
You're rubbish.
You're rubbish.
The teeth falling from your mouth. Because it can't stand. and sketch.
Preoccupied. 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 Preoccupied counterintuition.
You don't see that every day, do you?
What a dastardly odor. My bones hurt.
My bones hurt.
I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my legs. But I feel no pain. I can't feel my legs.
Sleep. Sleep.
Sleep. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.